tape territory. This film has been restored and audio described.
The Great Train Robbery. In the corners, the Edison trademark and copyright 1903. A telegraph office. A young man in shirt sleeves at his desk. Two men come in behind him and level revolvers at his back. Through the window behind them, a train rolls past under a plume of steam. One holds the gun on him, the other watches the door. They club him down. They bind him where he lies. One kneels on him, working at the ropes. Wrists and ankles, he does not move under them. They pull the knots tight. They straighten up and run for the door. The room is empty. He lies bound beneath the desk. Outside, a timber water tower over the track. A locomotive runs in beneath it and stops. A fireman stands on the tender, holding the water spout down while the tank fills. Men wait in the shadow at the foot of the tower. They break cover and run low along the train. One after another, they swing up between the tender and the car. All four are aboard and out of sight. The train pulls out, the cars sliding past. The express car. Plank walls, mail sacks heaped on the floor, a tall safe and a small chest at one end. The messenger works alone, lifting a parcel onto a high ledge. The far door swings open. He drops behind the safe and draws. Both arms go up. He surrenders. They shoot him down. He lies full length across the foreground. They set to work on the safe, the body at their feet. One crouches over the small chest on the floor. They get clear, one flattening himself behind the safe. An explosion. Smoke boils to the roof and papers fly across the floor. They take the hall out the side door. On the coal of the tender, looking forward at the cab, country streaming past. A bandit crawls over the coal and drops into the cab. They grapple across the front of the tender. A coal shovel goes up over their heads and comes down. The bandit gets him bent backwards, and they go down among the coal. He drags him up and forces him down, and throws him off the moving train. He climbs forward and swings down into the cab. The two of them ride on, bare woods running past. One crouches low on the coal. The other leans out of the cab doorway. Telegraph poles and bare woods stream past. The train has stopped, low beside the rails. They walk a man in shirt sleeves to the coupling at gunpoint and make him pull the pin. They walk back along the ballast and climb aboard, steam bursting at the wheels. The locomotive pulls away, leaving the train standing. 9:21 on the tender, steam jetting low. Alongside the coaches, in much darker light, the passengers are driven onto the ballast. They line up along the track, hands up. Men in overcoats and derbies, women in long coats and wide hats, dozens of them, and more still coming down out of the cars. A bandit walks the line with his gun leveled. One works down the front of the row, taking from each of them in turn. Every hand stays up. Another stands off to the side, covering them. A woman in a light checked skirt stands near the middle of the line. Bare hands held high, the whole line pressed shoulder to shoulder against the coach. man breaks from the line and runs. Shot in the back, he drops to his knees and pitches face down. He lies still in the foreground, his hat on the stones beside him. Behind him, the robbery goes on. A bandit works the line with an open bag. Each passenger drops what he has into the bag. He lies where he fell. The bag works its way to the end of the row. They break away and run for the engine. Hands come down. They crowd round the man on the ballast. In a cutting, the engine standing. They run in, one hauling a big pale sack. The last two climb the step irons. The locomotive pulls away and runs off up the cutting. It shrinks up the line and is gone. Empty track. The engine again, close. The driving wheel fills the frame. They drop down off the tender, taking the sacks between them. They run from the track across the hillside. A wooded slope, a shallow stream across the foot of it, stones in the water. They come down through the trees one at a time. One after another, they wade the stream, sacks over their shoulders. They scramble up the near bank, one steadying himself on a leaning branch. Horses wading among the trees, saddled, a man at their heads. They load the sacks and mount. And four of them ride off into the woods, two on pale horses, two on dark. The office, he lies where they left him, the door opens. A girl in a dark cape carrying a pail, she runs to him. She sets the pail down, kneels and works at the ropes. He does not come round. She runs to the desk, comes back and bends over him again. She shakes him by the shoulders and lifts his head, again and again. He stirs, she gets him onto his knees. A dance hall, paper pennants strung in rows across the ceiling, a hanging lamp, a bar along one side with a barrel beside it. Couples turn on the floor, skirts flaring. Men in wide hats swing their partners, the rest watch from the bar. The dance stops, they push out a man in a city suit and derby. The others fire down at his feet. He hops clear through the smoke. He is let go, and the dancing starts again. The dance picks up again. A woman in a pale skirt and apron turns at the center of the floor. Couples swing and promenade beneath the pennants. The floor breaks up. The men rush out through the door. A long straight ride between bare trees, the path running off into the distance. Riders far up it coming on hard, growing as they gallop down. The leader sweeps past close. A man throws up his arms and comes down off a white horse. He lies in the path. The rest ride down through the smoke. A horse comes slowly down the emptying path. A clearing, the horses tied behind them. One holds a sack while another slits it open. They crouch on the leaves, spreading the hall out. Only three of them now. Far off among the trees behind them, figures are moving. The three come up off the ground and turn. The wood fills with gun smoke. One is down. A second throws both arms up and falls. The last man keeps firing, backing over the bodies. He goes down. All three lie among the money. The posse comes in through the smoke, guns out. They turn each of them over and gather the money back into the sacks. A man in close-up, wide hat, heavy mustache. He fires into the lens.